Welcome to the Lucky Titan Podcast. Here you will learn how to fill your favorite platform with tons of your dream customers from some of the world's top entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Josh Tapp. Now let's get started. What is up, everybody? Josh Tapp here again, and welcome back to the Lucky Titan. And today we're here with Ryan Bennett. I'm super stoked to have him here. This guy is the high performance coach. And in our pre-interview call, I was just talking with him about how he's been helping people to actually take action while they're learning, right? We kind of live in this infobesity world where there's a ton of different places to consume products and information. But the hard part is actually going out and applying that wisdom, applying what you know to actually make it worth the time. So Ryan, I'm stoked to have you here, man. Can you say what's up to everybody and then we'll hop in?
Hey, everybody. What's up, Josh? Wonderful to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man, I'm stoked. So my first question for you today, Ryan, is if you had to start over from scratch, you have no list, you have no network, nothing, what would you do to build a six-figure business in 90 days?
Well, probably comes no shock to most people in the audience, but I would do a digital coaching business.
Say what?
Exactly. But there's some reason why. You know, I have some frameworks. I've had a few failures in my life, and so I've learned a lot of lessons from them. And so the reason why I would do a digital course is one, it's in my ability and control. So I don't need outside people. I don't need an outside developer to build this really cool product that I can't control whether he gets it done or not. Two is, you know, you don't have to worry about being delayed. You have 90 days. You got to get started, right? You got to get that first paying customer right away. And based on the skills I have today, I can go do that without having to wait to build a product or get delayed. And then third one, and that's probably most important to me, it's really scalable. The revenue I bring in can be funneled back into the business to run remarketing ads and more funnels and more. And I don't need to take on outside debt. I don't need to take on partners. I don't need to raise capital. And so for me, those are the three things that are really important to me. So that is what I would do. Digital course, you know, I write a book, digital course, and then coaching into membership site.
Love that. See, and I love to ask this question because it kind of reveals your methodology of how you run your own company. Because most people, when I ask that question, they don't say build a website, do all these other things. I mean, your model is literally get on social media, close some deals, and then you're off to the races, right? It's scalable.
And without paying customers, you don't have a business. I like, it's really simple.
Yeah. And a lot, yeah, a business license does not make you a business owner, right? We know that one. Well, and for you, Ryan, especially being in the coaching sector, have you found that, you know, high performance coaching is kind of a more saturated niche, or how do you find customers in your niche, I guess, is really what it comes down to.
Yeah, I think it's very saturated. And, you know, it's both the barrier to entry is really small. You just kind of call yourself what you want to call yourself. So that's both good and bad. Like, I didn't have any certificates to say that I'm like qualified to do this, which is both good because I didn't want to pay for all that stuff. But the bad side is it gets really saturated. So how do you separate yourself from each other? And so for me, you know, being both having some successes and then also having a lot of failures and understanding some principles and some framework around there, when I can go and communicate that to somebody and start to help them see their progress and capture their wins and their testimonials, that is what has helped grow my business through word of mouth mostly.
Yeah, I love that. See, and that's what's so funny to me is people look at saturated niches like that and they're like, oh yeah, but there's no barriers to entry and everything. But what it proves is that there's a high demand for it. A lot of people looking for what you have. And if you're a big action taker like Ryan, I mean, you've got the ability to actually make some deals happen pretty quickly. So I know this is, again, it's going to be kind of a more invasive question, but what would you charge if you were literally brand new for a coaching program?
Ooh, I would have some different tiers. I like the three-tier pricing. Awesome. And I think, you know, I think I would start out, you put me on the spot here. So this, I'm just winging it with you. This is fun, Josh.
That's what the show is all about, man.
Yeah. So I would have a small tier, really small one to get started, and having some of the canned content that I've created, maybe an ebook, maybe some sort of digital course or webinar. I've had a middle tier, which I think would be a group coaching, maybe a mastermind membership, maybe start as part of that, or even like a monthly Zoom call with a group of people as maybe more of a webinar format. And then I have my high end version, which would be the in-person stuff, the one-on-one, or even having packaging up and trying to sell it into businesses. I love selling my stuff into businesses more than I do individuals. There's just more money there, and the sell for me is easier. So I would do those three tiers, and I would try to funnel people into the second tier. That's usually more profitable.
Yeah, no, I love that. I had to ask you that in particular because of the nature of your business model. So I love that. And I completely agree. I think it's such a cool model to have that pricing, because you're basically providing different solutions along the way, right? Because for some people, and we've even found this with our company, some people, they just don't have the time, but they really want the solution. So we have a service for that. But the people who have the time, they still have the money. They're the ones who join our group coaching program because they'd rather implement it themselves. So yeah, love that. Absolutely love that. Well, let's get to the meat of the conversation here, Ryan, because I hope for everybody listening to this, they've been able to see your methodology, how you work. You're obviously an action taker, because you didn't say I'd sit down and write a book for 90 days, right? Or something. You're like, I would go out and get clients day one, right? So let's talk through the action, because, and I have to quote the statistic for everybody, because it's like 9% or less of people actually finish a course they buy. And that's kind of sad to me, because that's just proof that they're not getting that action. So how would you inspire action in somebody who has either a course or a coaching program?
Yeah. So what I find is that you said 9% of people don't complete courses. What the science will tell us, actually only 8% of people even achieve their goals that year. So this is not just about courses. This is actually larger in human nature. And so when I come up against this, I always find people who know how to consume information, know how to watch YouTube videos, get excited, but then it falls flat. Or people join your stuff and then they don't follow, they don't finish it, they don't follow through, they don't get through the funnel where you want them to go. They don't see the results that you want them to get, because you know it'll work if they just follow the plan. So what I teach people is that you need both knowledge and disciplines. And those are intentional actions. Those are healthy habits established in order for people to grow. This is around goal setting and around finishing the course. So as what I do, like as we go along, I have them start to implement some of the stuff they've learned. And I know it's going to be hard and I know they're going to push back, but I force them to do it. And I do it in a way where I want them to start really, really small. I want them to have some easy, easy wins. Because what I find when people take on too much and they're trying to do it based on sheer willpower, eventually it leads to burnout. And whether they did or they didn't, they're going to end up back in the old spot because they did not develop the skills and the habits to continue on that trajectory. So I have people start small, build momentum, gain wins. And the reality is that when you're doing that over and over, you know, your prefrontal cortex is sending the message to the striatum. It's performing a habit. And so eventually habits become who we are, and we just perform the behavior. So that's what I really try to focus on, is I don't care so much about what you're learning, but I care about how you're putting it into action. Because once you start to understand that framework and you see that growth, that's something that's going to take you. Not only you're going to do really well in this course and learn what you wanted to pay for, but that's going to help you in life and start to implement stuff that really matters and moving your life to where you want it to go.
Yeah. And that's such a cool point. And I love that, because I mean, you look at, especially with entrepreneurs, right? We're constantly learning. We're inundating ourselves with information. And this is, people crack me up with this because I was this way, right? We spend all this money on courses and everything, and then we're just looking for kind of the magic bullet. But any single one of those courses, programs, whatever, could have made us millions of dollars if we had taken action on the right things. So that brings kind of my next question, is like, how do you identify the right things to take from a course or from a program and actually apply? Because I know for me, one of the big problems I have is whenever we buy a program, somebody hands me 80 hours of content. And I'm sitting here going, I'm never even going to finish this. That's like, what, 3 days worth of content? So, you know, how do you help people to identify that?
That is a really hard question to answer. I think for me as a course creator, I think it's our responsibility to help people get to where we want them to get them, right? If you're giving a keynote speech, you have your one takeaway you want that person to walk away with. You're not bombarding them with 7 takeaways, because they're not going to remember you. And so I think the same thing for the course creators is, what is that big takeaway we want them to take away with? And then how do we have all the other lessons that support that theory? And so it's hard to answer this, because it's without context of what are we trying to learn? But I think it's half the responsibility is on the course creator. Then the other half of the responsibility is on on the person. And so when you consume the information, like take notes, go back and study it, try it, see what works, see what didn't, see what sat with you, see what you're excited about the next day or the next week that you want to share with somebody. That's going to tell you the most important parts of your business. And until you try it and iterate it, you know, we're building a product here. So until we keep on trying and iterate and see what the market wants, we won't know. And so that's my thing, is always shocking, right? Josh, take action, see what works, learn from it, do it again.
Well, we can just end it there. I mean, if that's the whole thing, I'm just kidding. So when it comes to, you mentioned this previous, because I think this ties in really well too, to what you're saying here, is willpower is kind of the hardest thing to muster. Like for me, I used to think I was just a lazy person, but I found out it's more of, I just had so much decision-making power in a day. And so my willpower would die at a certain time of day. So how are you helping people with this willpower? Because you said, you know, it's implementing habits and everything, but how do you help them kind of preserve that and extend the willpower?
Yeah. By not letting them get too overextended. Yeah. I mean, that's really the reality, is high achievers, high performers, people want to go, 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 right? They want to do too much. And then by doing too much, they don't do a few things really, really well. And again, we're trying to establish habits. We're not saying you're not going to do all these things. We're saying there's a process it takes to get there. The way your mind and brain is wired is a certain way. Let's go ahead and not fight it, and let's just embrace it. So for me, you know, on my book, I have a habit tracker, and there's 10 different things there. As I work with new people, I will not let them create more than 3 or 4. Without fail, 70% will create 10 that first week and only do like 3 or 4, and then come back and say, I should have listened to you. Because it's just too much. From that's sheer willpower versus creating 3 or 4 healthy habits that we want to embrace into our life that are moving us towards our business and life goals. When we start to get that momentum and we start to hit those 3 or 4 actions, then we can start adding 5 and 6, 7 and 8. And now we understand a rhythm. And all of a sudden we're getting more margin. It feels like we're getting more margin back in our day, and we're getting routines and habits established. And now we're really clicking on all cylinders. But sheer willpower won't get us there, because it's going to lead to burnout.
Right. Yeah. And that's, I love the methodology with this, because I think a lot of people are like me, right? Where they're like, I'm just a lazy person. And it had nothing to do with that. I was focusing on too many things and becoming okay with, I don't have to work 40 hours, right? I don't have to work 80 hours in my case, right? I only have to work a few hours a day to make this happen. I just need to focus on the right things. So with you and the clients you've worked with, because I know you have worked with quite a few different types of entrepreneurs and people, what are some of the core habits that anybody can implement to be able to start their day off right and actually start to see more success? Because you talked about those micro wins. I'm sure there's kind of a similarity between them.
Yeah. So that question can be taken a lot of different pillars of life, but I will focus on the business one because of this podcast. And so for that one, what I find is that entrepreneurs, and this is because we're running really good businesses, is that there's a lot of fires to put out. And, you know, you think about the Stephen Covey quadrants, and there's always, it's not important, but urgent. And we're always doing those tasks, it seems like. And so what I try to implement right away is what I call the $1,000 an hour time. So a few times a week, what are the activities that you need to be doing intentionally in your day, in your week, that are going to pay you $1,000 an hour to do, right? That could be writing a book, that could be creating courses, that could be thinking about really good impact questions that you're going to want to ask a group coaching call, or, you know, launching a podcast, things that are going to really scale and really make your business, because it's so easy to ignore this time because there's no tangible result at the end of it. We can't check it off a list each day and you don't see the results. But however, if you ignore it, your business is not going to be able to take that leap. You're going to reach a plateau that you're not going to be able to get past until you start to think about, how do I run the business differently? And to do that, we need to carve off time to actually pause and think and create new stuff. And even that could be even going on a walk for 2 hours, simply just thinking about the business without the distractions of our phone and email.
See, and I love that. That's what I need to start implementing. That just like struck a chord with me. I do spend a lot of time thinking about my company, but it's like, do it where there's zero distraction. I mean, I was talking to a guy the other day, and I thought this was really intriguing, because he was talking a lot about meditation and how we all think that, you know, it requires sitting down and putting our hands on our knees, you know, and he's like, my best meditation is in the shower. And I was just laughing about that because my wife gives me crap all the time. She's like, you take the longest showers. And I'm like, it's because my mind just goes on business. And like 20 minutes later, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm in the shower. I got to get going. Right. And so I love that because it's that complete elimination of distractions. So, you know, you've written a whole book about this, about helping people to implement habits and to find that willpower and leverage really the habits. So you don't have to have willpower. So what, can you tell us a little bit about the book?
Yeah, it's called The Intentional Day, A Proven Guide for Intentional Growth. And it is based on my formula for growth that I've coined, the intentional growth model. And it's knowledge plus disciplines, like I just talked, equals growth. And underneath there, I go into the four stages of intentional growth. I talk about the psychology and neuroscience of it. And then the second half of the book is actually where we start to implement stuff. I'm not just going to give you stuff to read and not do it, right? I got the pages for you to do it in. And so that way you can start establishing your goals and then having these weekly habit trackers to start to keep track of what you're doing and start to grow and start to understand the framework and the format.
That's brilliant. So where can people get access to that?
Yeah, the best spot's on my website, theintentionalday.com. You'll see links for my books and my courses and all that. But, you know, I highly encourage you just to buy the book. The book's available on Amazon too, but it's cheaper on my website if you go there.
And I'm just going to say it because he can't, because he's probably in a book deal or something. Don't buy it on Amazon. Go buy it from his site. Amazon's done.
Thanks, Josh.
So I love that, man. So make sure you go check that out. So it's theintentionalday.com. Make sure you go and get your copy of that book as well. But Ryan, to kind of wrap up this interview today, I'd like to ask you one final question. So if you could leave a final parting piece of guidance with our audience, what would that be?
It would be to not be so hard on yourself. So many entrepreneurs are so hard on yourself. It would be to establish a better rhythm in your life, have a better morning routine, having time to think about your business and what is the $1,000 an hour type of time. And not be so hard on us. You're doing, like, we're in a very small segment of people that have the ability to create our own business and create our own income. Like, we're doing wonderful. You're doing amazing. Great job. Pat ourselves on the back for like 3 seconds and then it's time to move on. But take a deep breath. Enjoy the ride. Very few people get to do this. And so you're doing a great job. And then think about how do you work yourself out of a business, or how do you work yourself out of a job and really create something that's sustainable and long lasting.
I hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Lucky Titan Podcast. If you want to fill your favorite platform with dream customers, then come join myself and thousands of others of hosts at theluckytitan.com/tribe. Here you can find guests for your show, get featured on other shows, and discover the secrets to building an audience of raving fans. So once again, go create your free account at theluckytitan.com/tribe.